he fit, and they panicked, and they traded Drew. When Chris Middleton's knee is the reason why they're not going far. Chris Middleton's the reason. Chris Middleton, his knee, that knee injury he suffered a couple years ago where he doesn't play in the second round series against the Boston Celtics. I mean, that was it for Milwaukee. And now they feel like the East Coast version of the Denver Nuggets, where it's just a step back and they're coming back to the pack. And so
I still like the Nuggets roster way better than the Bucks.
Yeah. So Giannis, yeah, here it is. Sorry, I'm looking at it. Giannis, man. My ad pops up. But he basically said, I might get traded. Here we go. Here we go. Here it is. Here it is. Come on, pull it up. Pull it up. Here it is. If we don't win this year, would you get fired? Do you have it in the back of your mind, like, what if this year doesn't go well? Yeah, if we don't win a championship, I might get traded. Yes, this is the job we live. This is the world we are living in. It's everybody via The Athletic and Sam Amick. If we don't win this year, would you get fired? Do you have it in the back of your mind, like, what if this year doesn't go well? Yeah, if we don't win a championship, I might get traded. Mm. Oh, yeah, 510 reminded me. Now it's Middleton's ankle. That's the ankle. He had ankle surgery this year. Ouch.
Multiple first rounders, JK, some other people, and get this done?
I don't know what's going to get it done, but all I know is this. Uncle Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, Kirk Lacob, Steve Kerr, Stephen Curry, all in collaboration here. Windows will stay open forever. In this season, with the young Oklahoma City Thunder team, that looks like they're locked and loaded for the foreseeable future. This West is wide open. The Lakers are surging. I don't believe in Sacramento because they don't play any defense. And by the way, can you pull Colin Draper? Pull Colin Draper.
The two of you look like you were going to make love to each other. You were so excited. What happened there?
I text Colin Draper.
You pointed at him, and he was radiant with happiness.
Giannis' contract. He's making $48.7 million this year. He's making $54 million in 2025-26. He's making $58.4 million in 2026-27. And he's got a player option for $62.7 million in 2027 and 2028. And I once asked Giannis about Greek night. Remember that? When I went to the locker room and asked him about Greek night. I said, did you see the fans in the Giannis jersey? And Antetokounmpo on the Warriors jersey? He looked at me, laughed, said, I'm not answering that. You know better. And then the whole room laughed.
If Joe Lacob pulls off Giannis somehow to the Warriors, they are the NBA's new, like, Yankees. I know they're the Lakers. But, like, to get KD and Giannis in a 10-year period to go along with Steph, be pretty incredible.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM at AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. But we are the Warriors flagship station.
I love how there's so many people that claim that there's a secret meeting that's happened. I've heard that from 50 people.
You know what, though?
Between Giannis and Steph.
Yeah, I mean, things happen. You never know who you may see pop up at dinner at a restaurant. I see some things in my lifetime over the last 6 years. I don't say anything. Say, huh, that's interesting. Huh, interesting. Having espresso martinis over there. Look at them.
Has that been a thing, espresso martinis? I mean,
I don't know, but
Louise.
I kind of like them now.
Oh, yeah?
I do like them. I'm an espresso martini guy.
You want to be blacked out and up?
No, I just want to be up. Their martinis are lightweight.
I just want to be up.
They're lightweight. They're lightweight. And 650 has been saying this for a long time. They said it for a long time. But the thing is, I'm not just going to throw something out there about Giannis or anything. The situation is the Warriors have plenty of assets. Plenty of assets. Now, Danny Ainge wanted an arm and leg for Lowry marketing. Can people finally admit that it was kind of smart not to trade all these assets for Lowry marketing?
If you get Giannis, yes.
No, I don't even care if you don't get Giannis. I would not have given the Utah Jazz and Danny Ainge wanted like four unprotected first round picks.
Yeah.
They wanted players. Market is not worth all that. Or could he just make $238 million? Are you kidding me?
I mean, the Warriors beat them by like 1,000.
It just wasn't even close. Draymond defended him well. Kuminga defended him well. Morgan is just a guy. That's why we got to watch more basketball, folks. Stop looking at box scores and basketball references. He's just a guy. I like the guy, but he's not moving a needle in the Western Conference. I'm sorry. The Utah Jazz are 3 years away from being 3 years away. Got beat by 41. That was the second largest home loss ever for the Utah Jazz. Second largest ever.
The amount of, like, the Warriors have won their first two games by margins combined, never seen before in the
77
NBA.
77 points.
It's incredible.
But you know what? The Blazers, give them credit. Hey, you know what? Hey, Spadone. The Blazers.
The Carolina Panthers think the Blazers stink. No, Jesus.
They beat the Pelicans yesterday by 22 points.
So then we should beat the Pelicans?
No, that's not how it works. 60? That's not how it works. They're going to be coming here pissed off from losing to the Blazers
by 22. It's like... I was comparing that this morning. I was like, it's so funny that the Niners just can't beat Mahomes, right? There's just certain teams. Yeah. Like, they just have your number, and then you have theirs, right?
Yes.
Like, and then the Cowboys, you just beat them. Like, it's a trickle-down effect. Maybe the Cowboys play the Chiefs one time, and then they beat them. So it's cyclical, right? Just certain personnel and stuff like that.
No, it's a great point, because as I'm watching the Seahawks, I'm like, and I know they lost to the Bills big, but like the Niners can't lose to them. And for a long time, they couldn't beat them. Yeah. And then I'm watching your Raiders. I'm like, how do they play the Chiefs so tough? How?
Division games are different.
Yeah, okay, but it's the Raiders.
Division games are different. They're just different.
And then I'm watching the Niners versus the Cowboys, and I'm like, I have zero faith that Dak is going to win this game.
Oh, yeah, there was no freak out whatsoever.
There's just no way Dak is going to win this game. And what's he do? He has his third straight game with 2+ turnovers.
I mean, but back to the Blazers for a second. They lost to the Pelicans Friday night. Brandon Ingram hit a 17-footer with 5 seconds left to win that basketball game. And then they got their asses blown out yesterday by 22. So you can't take anybody lightly. Now, Kyle Draper, before we go to break, the Kings were rolling down at Crypto.com Arena. And then LeBron James scored 18 and 21 for the Lakers as they went on a 21 to nothing run. A 21-0 run. And I'm listening to the Kings broadcast, NBC Sports California. Shout out to Deuce and Mo, who are doing the post-game show. And Deuce is so annoyed after the game. Oh, I loved watching it. Deuce is so annoyed. Morgan, they were at loss for words. It was unbelievable. It was like their Super Bowl, and they're winless. As soon as the game was over, as soon as the Lakers won 131 to 127, here's Kyle Draper, Katie Christensen on NBC Sports California.
Oh, my gosh. And they got the streamers coming down. Like,
what
the
is
Dodgers
this, game 7?
Just won the pennant. You got to understand, this is Anthony Davis' first win against Domantas Sabonis.
It is.
So they're going to celebrate out here. 131, 127.
I mean, that is next level saltiness right there by Drapes.
I mean, Anthony Davis has a ring. I mean,
the audacity coming from the team that lights a beam every time they get a win.
I know.
Get out of here. You made it into an entire thing. You have a social media page dedicated to it. Miss me.
The Lakers literally do that every game after a win. And no, it's not game 7. It's only game 3. And the Lakers are undefeated. And Kyle Draper. That is Anthony. Can you pull one more time? Just one more time.
Oh, my gosh. And they got the streamers coming down. Like,
what
the
is
Dodgers
this, game 7?
Just won the pennant. You got to understand, this is Anthony Davis' first win against Domantas Sabonis.
It is.
So they're going to celebrate out here. 131, 127.
You know who can't stand Sabonis?
Who?
Steiny. I get texts from him all the time about Sabonis.
He gave him the Hollow Man name. Yeah, Hollow Man.
50 calories. Yeah. 50 calories. I always said, do some more, like, are the calories full? And they hate me for that, but, you know.
Last night during the broadcast, they were showing Nick Bosa. His mom flew out and cooked him meatloaf and no carbs. So he's the reverse.
A lot of meatloaf.
A lot of meatloaf.
I don't think we should be discussing, unless it goes, Nick Bosa had a great game.
It's his birthday.
Great game on the field. But when you bring up Bosa, that opened up another door from last night. All about his play. Guy was phenomenal on the football field.
I want to finish up with Niners. Let's go. I got tons more thoughts.
You got Warrior thoughts, too? I got thoughts on everything. College football, Warrior. I want to talk Niners, too. But the juice after a win against the Cowboys? Where's the energy from Niner fans? Guys like David Frizzo, yeah, it's the Cowboys. I don't care. What are they going to do in February? Really? Have we reached that point with the 49ers? They just beat the Dallas Cowboys. They're 4-4, getting ready to go on the run. Where are the Niner fans at? Sorensen get some credit for the first three quarters? Does Purdy get some credit? Niner fans, don't disappoint me. I want to hear from you on the other side. Brought to you by Safeway Northern California Division.
Hate watch. I don't know how many others out there hate watch. I'm a sick individual.
All right. Check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
Did you play highlights, Spadoni? Because we just totally missed it. We didn't have our headphones on. We're not prepared for this segment. Why are you looking at me like that, Lovis? Why are you looking at me like that?
Clean it up, Bonte.
Why are you looking at me like that?
We were distracted.
Download the Odyssey app. Is that what you're waiting for? You want to write down the notes when I did this?
Well, no, I just want to look at you now.
Okay. Do I look handsome? Do I look good?
No, you do look good today.
That's my suit last night. I feel really good about my suit.
Sam Lubman is looking at you the way Dwayne Wade looked at his own statue after it was unveiled.
It's not good.
Oh, I'm definitely not giving Bonte that look.
It bothers me. It was not good. It's not good. I got to do better. Charlie says he's an old-time friend. Of who? Shasky? Me? Old-time friend of me? I'm now a little nervous. I told Fezzi yesterday, by the way, post-game, we're talking Niners and stuff. I said, Fezzi, maybe I need to take more pictures for social media. You know, like Carlos Ramirez, our boy Carlos, and Laura, they're always taking pictures in their fits before the game. And I felt really good about my outfit yesterday at the suit, man. I'm getting better and better at like putting together combinations. They got the site on YouTube, Shasky. You learn this when you start wearing more suits. The color wheel. What goes with light gray? What goes with blue? All these different, you know, you can go monochromatic or it's just all the same color, Fontaine, different shades.
Well aware of that.
Are
I
you?
Went and saw your boy Sandy on Saturday.
No, that doesn't mean you're aware of wearing different suits.
Well, no, I do because when I clicked on this particular link to learn how to tie ties, then all the algorithm of my YouTube channels changed and I got a ton of different suit things. These shoes go with these color pants. You want to wear this color belt, blah, blah, blah,
see,
blah,
so
blah.
Now you're okay, great. Shout out to Sandy, shout out to Brandon, shout out to Kyle.
I did
I'm
the
fashionable. Laser.
On Saturday night. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully Sandy's not spent a little too much money in Men's Warehouse over the last couple
weeks. Well, he speaks very highly of you.
No, that's my guy. That's my guy. They take care of me. The Como Men's Warehouse. Brandon is a huge fan. Went to go see them. Pick up some custom suits. I had some custom suits because I had some different colors.
Custom.
Well, Sandy told me. Sandy was like, yo, you've got every color. We've been dealing with you for 4 years. He goes, you got all the colors. Now it's time for you to go custom. So I splurged a little bit, got a couple custom suits, some different colors that I'll maybe bust out later in the season. Lose a couple pounds, fit into the suits, boom!
Let's go. Teasing suits?
Yeah, I'm teasing some suits. I got some, man. Boy, I look at my closet, I'm like, damn, I cannot believe this.
Like when the Niners tweet out, like, this weekend is a throwback game, and they show the unis that they're going to have.
Right.
Bonte is going to lay out his suit like, this is what I'm wearing.
I do. I throw out three different suits. I throw out some shirts. I look at the color wheel, the combinations, the ties.
Well,
I even brought a pocket square
hey,
yesterday.
Hey, hun, which one do you like? Which one looks better?
Well,
like,
I
know you're big time.
Just my moment here. Pocket squares. You know, I went pocket square yesterday like Carlos Ramirez.
I did that on Saturday as well.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I went with the one that's like balled up like a, I don't know how to explain it. It looks like a floral design.
650 says, Shasky, you with the Reardon don't know how to tie a tie?
No, I know how to do a regular tie, but I didn't know how to do a double Windsor.
Yeah, I only
which
do
is single, more of
I
like
do
a,
single knot all the time because just ties just make you sweat around the collar. You get the ring around the collar.
Speaking of the collar, the Niners took the Cowboys by the collar and took them down.
Horse
collar.
That was a one or two.
Give you two for the effort on a Monday. Thank you for pivoting.
I'm trying.
I, you know what? I know we want to get into the game, and I know you want to get into the game, and there's a lot going on here in the Bay Area. By the way, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations, a million podcasts are free in the Odyssey app, sports talk music, news, and great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. Follow your favorite teams like the Niners, Warriors, stations, and radio shows like this one right here. And catch amazing interviews like tomorrow with Baldy at 7:30. I will say this. I'm surprised. At even last night, leaving Chase Center, there was a lot of people with Warriors jerseys on, the Niner jackets.
Oh.
And they're just kind of ho-hum about the victory yesterday. It's got a Warriors-esque feel to it where it's just like, yeah, we just won, whatever. We won the playoff series, whatever. Whatever. I'm surprised at the lack of emotion from a big win yesterday. Even Niner Nick, our boy, Niner Nick, Jonathan Niner Nick, I watched his video last night. And he was ho-hum walking out the stadium about the victory because of the way it ended. I'm like, hey, it's not easy winning the NFL. You think Green Bay Packer fans right now are complaining about the way they won in Jacksonville?
No.
Right?
With an injured quarterback now and they're going to go back to Malik Willis, who's won multiple games for them? No.
You think Charger fans this morning is going to complain about a Saints win that was ugly? No. Chiefs fans, are they going to complain about being in the game in the fourth quarter against the Raiders and winning? No. All right? You think Washington Commander fans are complaining about winning on a Hail Mary? No.
Well, they've been garbage for a long time, so I get the right. enthusiasm.
Pittsburgh's been winning ugly all year. You think they're complaining?
No.
No. So when the hell did we get picky about victories?
I think it's because we've beaten the Cowboys so many times. A lot of Niner fans expect us to beat them, and maybe it was the way that the game ended where it felt like we kind of held on as opposed to like blowing them out. I think if it was a little more emphatic and they would have, you know, they would have dropped 40 on them, which I thought they had the ability to do. Maybe we feel I'm fine with it. Look, you're 4-4. Like on Operation a day where the Ravens lost to the Browns. I will say that again. The Ravens lost to the Browns. I'm not scoffing at any victories.
I wouldn't. Operation 4-4. Just get to 4-4 now. Could have got greedy, got 5-3. But you blew the Arizona game. You blew the Rams game. But you know what? You still control your own damn destiny. And I see a lot of texts about Detroit. Oh, Detroit looks great right now. They do. They're going to be a problem. They're a problem. They were a problem last year, way before they were a problem when they beat Green Bay to spoil their season. I said, boy, that team's got a lot of momentum. Watch out for the Lions.
Dare I say that Jared Goff is having the year Purdy had last year?
Yeah, absolutely.
You get what I mean? Like, in terms of efficiency?
But he threw for what? 80 yards yesterday? 60 yards? He didn't even throw for him.
No, but I'm saying the totality of the year. He's been amazing. Jared Goff is having he is in the top five for MVP.
Right. So I just don't get the lack of energy. We got to win against the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, the star.
I wish Micah played just because I want to beat him.
I don't give a damn who played. They could have had Randy White as an 80-year-old playing. I don't care. It's a win against the Cowboys. The Cowboys and Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones had to walk down into Levi's hallway, do a presser, and get on his private jet and have a long flight back to Texas thinking about how he's going to rip his coach a new one this week. Well, I think it was he doesn't know how to design plays. We're designing bad plays. You got Trayvon Diggs going at it with reporters. Oh, my gosh. Let's get to the lines, man. Somebody's got to be fired up about this win. Come on. Don't disappoint me. Charlie, San Francisco. What's happening?
Hey, Charlie.
What's up, B? Shasky, what's up, boys?
What's up?
Spinoni, this first time caller. Hey, B, man, it's Charlie, boy, from Turfwood. Watch out, dog. Eagles. We saw each other at Costco about maybe a year ago. You introduced me to your wife and your daughter.
Oh, Charlie, man. What's up, big Charlie? Big brother Jake, your sister Mariah, who I had classes with. You couldn't stand my guts in the academy classes. What up, Charlie?
What's up, man? How you doing? I listen to you boys every morning, man. And you know what? I've been meaning to give you guys a call, man. I love you guys. You guys make my commute to work every morning lovely, man. I love you guys. But I digress. I want to talk a little bit about last night's win. I mean, come on. Dude, it was the Cowboys. I was stoked. I was jumping around in and out of the house. My kids thought I was crazy. My wife thought I was crazy. I had my hoodie on. You know, I was stoked, man. And you know what? I think it was a silver lining to that game. All I got to say is two names. Isaac Garundo, bro. Mm-hmm. His first two carries. I mean, come on. Who is this kid, yo? Boy, picked like 50, 20 yards in his first carry. Man, I mean, I was going crazy, dog. It was nuts. Last night's game was just crazy. We're back at 500,
Charlie,
so I'm stoked, man.
Charlie, doesn't it feel like a run is about doesn't it feel like the Niners are about to go on one again like they did last year, the year before?
Oh, man, you know what? I got to admit, though, B, last night I was like, if we ain't going to take this W from the star, bro, we ain't going to take it from the cow turds, you know, I was going to really chalk the season off and move on to the next season. But after getting into 500 from last night's game, man, Faithful, we got to stand up. We got to support the team, man, where y'all at. And you know what? You know, I've been in food service for many years, and I want to talk a little bit about why ain't no Faithful on the lines right now. Because I've been in food service. I've been in senior living. I've been spearheading multiple kitchens over the years as an executive chef. When I do great with my team, we would have these food committees, okay? No residents would ever show up because they're happy. Now, when their food or service is bad, it's a packed house. Everybody got complaints. Everybody got some laundry to spill, you know? So I think that's what's going on right now with the Faithful. Yeah. They ain't got nothing to complain about, so they just want to sit back and relax.
Great call.
That's a good point, Charlie. Man, that's hella. A long time no see, man. I miss you, Charlie. Love his family. Love Charlie, man. We went to wash together. That's my guy. We did run into Costco last year, man. My guy's doing his thing.
He went to wash all the way from HP?
No, they lived in Turkwood. Turkwood's in Philmont.
Oh, I thought you said Kirkwood.
Yeah, no, Turkwood. Turkwood.
Because Kirkwood's on the other side of the city.
No, he said Turkwood.
Turkwood. Gotcha.
Turkwood is right next to KL, right there on Eddie Street.
Yeah, no, I thought you said Kirkwood.
Nah, Turkwood, aka Choppa City. That's where the 31 Balboa runs through, right there.
Turk Street. You can see where I got confused.
Yeah. I see
I'm
that.
Going, man,
yeah,
that's a long bus ride to go from off of 3rd Street all the way over to Washington. That is a long ride.
Look, folks, this is why I'm optimistic about the 49ers. Because in November and December, I'm going to harp on this until I'm blue in the face. 14-1 in the months of November and December, the last two seasons. All right? Last two seasons. Third time in 4 years, they started 3-4. I think they've had some deep playoff runs since then. And I know, trust me, I'm a Super Bowl or bust type of guy. I'm not a Super Bowl or try again type of dude. I'm not. And I'm not there this year. But they have proven that they play their best football in November and December. And they, you know what? And the Chiefs loss. Watching that game back, the Chiefs loss, I actually walked away from that a little more encouraged than most people did. Now, they couldn't get off of man coverage, but yesterday they took a step in the right direction. Ricky Pearsall looks like he's going to be a factor. I want to see a little more Jacob Cowing. Grindo's coming along here. Debo Samuel pop. Debo was explosive yesterday.
I was going to get into Debo, B, because like I'm watching this guy, and when he has the juice, I'm talking about the wiggle, like you can almost sense it early on in a game where he's going to take over. He dropped the screen that could have gone for 25, 30 yards, and then the touchdown pass, even though it got called back, that was a great break of the tackle and going up the sideline. I mean, that was going to be a sick highlight for him.
It was going to be a sick highlight for him. 415, before we get out to the Lions, Comcast business text line. So, Bontaire, you and Shasky saying you two think the Niners can make a deep run? That's what we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'll put my name on this as we go into the bye week. And I want people to chew on this. You can hold me to it. I saw somebody text earlier today, Bonte, do you think I should put my 401k on the Niners making a deep playoff run? I would hold off on the 401k. Hold off on it. We live in California. We need all the money we can get. But you know what? As I look at Green Bay getting beat up, it was an impressive win yesterday. I'm watching that game buzzer to buzzer. Green Bay, we'll see them later in the month. November.
Backup quarterback on the road?
Malik Willis is playing well, though. Tennessee may have given up on him too early. Patience, folks. Patience. The Bears, they're probably a year away with their offense. They got a good defense. We'll see them later.
Their defense is really good.
Defense is really good. That's going to be a tough game.
Except for number 29.
That's going to be a body bag game. When they come out to Levi Stadium, it's going to be a hard-hitting football game. You know, wear your hard hats for that one. But honestly, Niner fans, do you really fear anyone in this NFC? Do you really fear anyone in the NFC? I ride with Shanny, and I ride with Brock, and I'm saying it right now. To hell with everybody. I'm locked in. You got the 4-4, 4-4. Reinforcements are coming. The law is coming back. The law is coming back, folks. Drake Greenlaw. And he's going to be hitting the helmet soon, whether it's against Seattle or Tampa Bay, damn it. You know what? This win got me actually fired up. Last night I was going to bed, and I stayed up too late. Stayed up till like 1 in the morning watching this game back. I don't give a damn. I'm watching that game, and I'm looking at Levi Stadium. I'm saying, you know what? I feel it now. The resolve of George Kittle. The resiliency of Debo Samuel. Ricky Pearsall coming along here. Jacob Cowan. Brock Purdy is one tough SOB. And then it's Kyle Shanahan. And then it's Kyle Shanahan. I got a damn good coach. Well, I got a damn good coach at my disposal. I'm riding with him over anybody in NFC, damn it. And if you want to ride with me, then ride with me. But if you want to be pessimistic like the Daves at Fresno's or the TC's at Sac, then go be it. Go be negative. I don't give a damn. I'm locked in, and I think this team can make a deep playoff run. I really do. I don't care. The NFC's all jumbled. Nobody's running away with Do you really believe in Sam Darnold of Minnesota? Do you? Do you really believe in the Commanders?
The only reason why I'm, let me just pause for a second. The only reason why I just don't know what to make of the Vikings. Why were they trying to deal for Stafford? Like, are they not sold on Darnold?
No, they're not. They're not.
Well, you get where I'm going with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that's
now the Rams. We got to look for the Rams. This is why I'm rooting for Seattle next week.
But I like where our young secondary is getting better and better every single week. I think our secondary is actually going to be a strength of the team by the end of the year. The two young safeties, I believe in them. They're going to make mistakes. They make plays.
6'5 off. Bonte, I feel like you're hiding a little bit behind the Warrior talk. Like you're just a little bit uncomfortable to talk about it. Whoa. What am I uncomfortable about? We'll get the Warriors tomorrow. It's a Monster Monday. What am I uncomfortable about? We're going to get the MRI from Stephen Curry today. We'll have a lot to assess over the first three games. Trust me, Warriors talk's coming tomorrow. Don't you worry, 650. There's nothing to be uncomfortable about. Come on now. You know me better than that.
It's always fun game.
So let's go to Philbo Mike. Philbo, what's happening?
What's up, Mike?
Oh, man, you know, living, working, chilling. That Debo play would have been like, hey, y'all remember when T.O. was in Atlanta and he went on the sideline and went crazy that one game? I think that's
what
he
said, Mike. Mike, he said, who can make a play?
I can make a play.
It's one of my favorite moments in Niner history.
Get your popcorn ready. Who can make a play? They need torch Ray Buchanan.
But T.O. was box office, bro. He was like, oh my God. Anyway,
you
know who showed up yesterday? Campbell showed up yesterday.
He did.
I don't know what he meant. He showed up yesterday. It was about time. I didn't even know. And I didn't even know he was an all-pro. I'm like, man, he was an all-pro? You've been looking trash this whole year. But it's all good, man. I'm so happy about the Niners win. You got to realize, at the station I work at, I got a lot of Cowboy fans over there. It's weird. I'm like the only Niner fan, bro. It's crazy. So, I feel good, man. I don't know what these new people is all, bro.
Right.
When you beat the Dallas Cowboys, it's a big thing. You know what the crazy thing is? Because they're the America's team, when everybody beat the Dallas Cowboys, everybody should be feeling better the next day after because nobody they gave them that, and they don't even deserve that. But my last point is this, man. We going into the bye week. We getting it together. We feeling ourselves. We should be feeling ourselves, and we have to understand that Kyle Shanahan, he be looking sick with the hair, with the grays. I love it. He be looking like an Al Pacino. Like it's but what's the movie with Jamie Foxx? Yeah,
oh,
I love it,
Sunday.
Man. I love
give
it,
Sunday.
Man. Yeah, any given Sunday. He be I'm feeling, bro, because he locked in, bro. If you ain't locked in like Kyle, he's locked. Don't care about nothing. He don't care about his appearance. All he care about is winning some football games, bro.
There's no doubt. Good call, Philbo. Shanahan is locked in. And he was locked in yesterday with that game plan. And we saw adjustments at halftime from this football team. They came out of the halftime locker room like gangbusters. Boom, boom, boom. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. 21-0 in the third quarter. Most complete quarter of the season for the 49ers. So whatever he said at halftime, and I know he said he's not doing speeches. This ain't like movies or anything like that. We ain't sitting at home watching some fictional movie. Shanahan is dialed in.
But I thought that he actually called a great game in the first half. They left plays on the board because players didn't execute.
Exactly.
Drops, inaccuracies.
Exactly.
I thought Purdy was a little hesitant on a couple. Holding calls. How many big runs have been called back for holds? I swear they've got 200 yards of holds. That would be 200 yards more to their rushing total overall. They were behind in the down and distance over and over and over. It was 2nd and 17 right. and 1st and 20 over and over again. But when Kittle made that play in the third quarter, I felt like it flipped the whole momentum and vibe of the game. And then D'Amino Lenore on the following drive getting that interception and then punching another one in. I mean, that's when knew the game was in their hands.
I'm really excited for this Tampa Bay game to come out of the bye week. And I know a lot of Niner fans are going to be flying down to Tampa Bay to take over Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida, and give Baker Mayfield a long, long, just an all-night, all-day affair of just straight-up ass-kicking. I expect Nick Bosa to be back in his home state, coming around the edge, and just dominating. I wish that Tampa Bay game was tomorrow, to be quite honest with you.
No, we need the time off.
Let's go to Davis, South City. Let's go. I'm starting to get my juices flowing. I saw a text here. Hey, we keeping it positive, go Niners. What was the text? Oh, 480, Comcast Business Text Line. The negative people have made it difficult to enjoy the ride this team has been on. Things are starting to click, and these rookies are exciting to watch. You're damn right, 480. They are excited to watch, and things are starting to click. Let's go, Dave. South City, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Great show. Good victory. Third quarter was awesome. So I'm really thinking all these new rookies, like, is it Garundo? I'm sorry if I mispronounce it.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, they're, like, going to make the team exciting this year. So that's all I got. Thanks.
Well, I would add to that I think Dominic Pooney has an opportunity to be one of the best immediate starter linemen that they've had since when, B? Like, Steve Wallace?
Jill Staley?
Yeah, but he was kind of a work in progress year one. I'm talking about year one. Like, plug and play. I know Guy McIntyre
Mike
was...
Mike Iupati?
Yeah, Mike Iupati was plug and play.
He was a brawler.
Right.
Right.
You're right. He was a plug and play. You're right.
I mean, this guy is, I don't even hear his name.
He finished a run yesterday. They like, Banks was taking one side and Williams was taking the other side, and then bam, he came smashing through. He is a monster.
He's
been a great, great draft pick.
His offensive line has been really good, really good. Let's go to...
good call on a potty. How did I forget that?
Doc in Oakland. Doc, what's happening?
What's up, Butcher? What's up, Bronte?
What's up, man? Doc?
Great to talk to y'all. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Kind of, you know, love to hear a dude from the Excelsior and another dude from San Francisco. I'm Pi 92. Shout out T-High in Mill Valley. But, you know, we all from a little era.
Let's go.
And, love to hear your take always.
We played Tab High in high school. They came my junior year, came to Washington High School and kicked our ass on a Saturday afternoon. Also played against Southern Marin. Used to play their home games in Mill Valley out there in the Pop Warner days. Got a lot of respect for Mill Valley and Tampa Pius High School.
Yes, sir. Yes, we did. We played Wash on a regular.
Yep.
And usually won.
No, whoa. Calm down. My senior year, we beat you guys 6-3 to start a 12-0 season. We beat you guys 6-3. It was an ugly one. It was an ugly one, but we beat you guys. My senior year, I walked off the damn high with a win.
I think I was off by then.
Class of 2000, homie.
Yeah, there you go. We buy 8 years apart. So listen, I think what I'm hearing from the slightly shaky Niner Nation this morning is a little post-traumatic Shanahan disorder. And the reason that I say that is, you know, this season has been real up and down with the defense. We've been able to snatch, you know, defeat from the jaws of victory a couple times like we were the Cal Bears. And so I think a lot of people were really nervous watching that fourth quarter last night, and that's why they tripping this morning. But listening to y'all talking about Defoe, talking about Giannis, I'm pumped for Bay Area sports. I think this
Hey, I'm ready to ride. Come on, Doc. I'll get on this fairy tale ride in the magic carpet. To hell with it. Isn't it fun to be optimistic in sports? Who wants to watch sports and hate watch? Oh, my God. I hope my team loses just so I can be right about something. You negative Nancys. Let's go to Richie Rich in Livermore. Richie Rich, I'm the hell with the negativity. It's almost Christmas time. Halloween's coming. People are getting Christmas trees. It's Galt. It's the best time of the year.
No one's getting Christmas trees on October 28th. What are you talking about?
Our boy who got the five Christmas trees got a Christmas trees in July. What are you talking about? We've done this exercise before.
No one is getting Christmas trees on October 28th.
People say they get their Christmas trees right now.
No, we took calls about this. You're pulling a straw man argument.
We took calls about this, Jasky. The Texans, the Roasters, text in right now. You know we took calls about this. My man was at Buon Vino. What's his name? He was at Buon Vino. Bonte. I'm the guy with the three Christmas trees.
Was it Casey Marin?
No, it wasn't Casey and Marin. It was somebody else. But people are like, yeah, we get our Christmas trees early. Just wait till Halloween's over. And people start putting up the lights and the snowmen and have the fake snow around. Come on now. See, look. 5-1-0. I'm getting my tree soon. Gotta enjoy the season.
Soon.
Yeah, they get them soon. I'm telling you now.
Well, soon isn't the same as now.
Well, some people do get them now, though. There's no.
888-957-9570. If you are getting your Christmas tree today, call us.
Dude, 610. It's definitely a Filipino thing to get your Christmas tree in September. I hope it's a fake tree
because it's going to be a fire hazard like come December 1st.
Bonte's like, I'm buying my Christmas tree stock now.
I'm going to package it with Andrew Wiggins and Kuminga for Giannis.
I got Douglas fir, ranked number one. Then we go pine, number two.
Why would you guys want to trade Andrew Wiggins?
Got to get it flocked.
Why would you guys want to trade Andrew Wiggins?
I just threw his name
Andrew
in there.
Wiggins, you guys better put some respect on two-way wigs name. Richie Ritz, what's happening? I'm feeling good this morning. Come on.
Let's go, baby. Come on, Richie Rich.
Hey, Richie Rich, all these people walking out eggshells on we beat the Cowboys, but it's not only did the Niners win, they covered the spread yesterday. Now, how about that? So it's a winner, chicken dinner for everybody.
Let's go. Hey, a win's a win. I'll take them how we get them, man. You're right, B. You know why, a.k.a. Negative Nancy from San Bruno, Rob and Colin. That's because Purdy turned it around, right? You know damn well if Purdy would not turn it around, Rob would have been on hold at 6:02 waiting to get on his head. You already know that because Rob still wants Trey Lance to be the quarterback. Come on, Rob. Come on. That's why I got that friendly caller beef with Rob. Anyhow, let's go on to the game. Hey, a win's a win, man. We take them how we get them, right? Like, I was pumped no matter what because it's the Cowboys. But I think why the fans are kind of, like, iffy about it is because, you know, we almost let the foot off the gas again, right? You can't tell me, like, I damn near was like, oh, man, here we go, the Cardinals and the Rams. Because we should have won those games, and we ain't having none of this discussion, right? Like, I feel like when you're up two or three possessions, right, that's when you run the ball and just suck the life out the other team. And we almost didn't do that. Like, Kyle for sure got in his bag. Like, I said, okay, hey, after halftime, he must have opened that good old bag of Colombian good, and them boys just woke the hell up because I was like, man, this third quarter, they're moving. But then that fourth quarter, we got sluggish again. That's the problem. But you know what? Hey, we're 4-4. The division's up for grabs. I feel great where we're at because you know what? CMC's coming back. Greenlaw's coming back. And I think we just found something else with Debo coming out the backfield. A linebacker got to cover him. That's easy money. Debo's going to cook, man. What do you guys think, man? That's what I'm feeling like. Let's go, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, Richie Rich. That's how you walk into the office on a Monday morning. The hell, puff your chest out. You just beat the damn Dallas Cowboys. And you walk into the work office from 9 to 5, or you're out there in recology, or you're out there janitorial, or you're going to school, dropping your daughters off. You blast that 95.7 game on your radio when you're dropping off your kid today at school saying, hell yeah, we just beat the Cowboys. Let's go. It's a victory Monday for crying out loud. I shouldn't have to pick up the slack here. The hell was going on around here?
I can't, like, I'm just now envisioning in my head people going out getting Christmas trees. It's a fire hazard. If it's that dried out for multiple months, I can't get this out of my head. Says the guy
who puts three Christmas trees in his house.
Okay.
Just because he buys three Christmas trees doesn't mean he buys them in October.
That's what I'm saying.
He buys them in early November. So people do. You better be, hey, the Filipinos right here on the text line, the Filipinos are saying this is what we do.
Can you call Michelle? She's Filipino. You know, I want her to chime in on this.
Well, Michelle's been, you know, she's been around you a lot, so I don't know how Filipino she is.
Hey, we just had a picture with her family. I was the tallest person in the room. I felt so good about myself, dude.
Michelle has never invited me over for lupia, so I don't know if she's really Filipino or not.
Hey, she's really good at
I've never had her lupias yet. Come on, now.
It's been really good couple years.
We've been doing radio together since 2017. I've never had no Michelle Lupia. Tony in Oakland. I know Tony in Oakland's in the zone. Aren't you, Tony?
How King Arthur, the man with the word and the tone, Sam put you together on Friday. Did a good job. But you know what? We got to add those S's back in with sword and stone, right? Ooh. And that's when you have the divine proportion. It's going anyway. I'll have to tell you about that later. But you know what? What's good is, you know, that's all about God, right? And then we got Isaac, what's his name? Garindo. Anyway, the dude. What?
Garindo, yes, you're right. You're on it.
Yeah, Garindo. He's talking of God. It's just fabulous. He must have gotten to old Shanahan that got some strength and put them together so they could come out for a good win. Although I must say, with 3 minutes left and 6 points left only, I don't know. But anyway, he walked the line pretty good.
Hey, Tony, so, Tony,
but
Tony.
You know
Tony,
who he needs to imitate?
Real quick, Tony.
What are you doing
real quick.
For Halloween?
Forget Halloween. One second before we get to Halloween.
What are you brewing
Tony,
up?
Last week. Did you hear me Thursday or Friday say, hey, what's wrong with a little turbulence? What's wrong with a little adversity? Buckle up, baby. It's going to be a long
ride.
Yeah,
you're right. And that's why we need to look at Nick Sirianni again and his D.C. Tangelo. That's like the mob. You know what? Our coach has got to study these boys.
He does.
Because look how he gets his boys going.
No doubt. They're coming, too. The Eagles
the
are playing
mob.
Well. Trust me. I got my binoculars on the Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley. They're coming.
And we'll very see, aggressive.
Tony, you got to relax. I don't know where you're going, but... You know, I put my papers away, but, you know, flowing water, plumbing a drain. You got to go. You got to go.
It's extremely aggressive.
Oh, boy. Speaking of God, Jameis Winston.
Oh, love
Jameis, I can tell you're taking it all in right now. You're about to make your first start since 2022. Ken Dorsey said that he's been preaching to you to play smart but not conservative. What do you expect from yourself?
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it.
You're looking really focused right now. You told us this week that everyone inside this building believes that this is the time you guys can turn it around. What's been the message?
Unwavering faith. Ultimate belief. Dependent on the Lord. That's all we got.
You told me no nerves, just excitement and butterflies. Still feel that way?
Unwavering faith. Ultimate belief. Dependence on the Lord.
All right. Now, can I get the pregame speech? Pregame speech of Jameis Winston in the huddle. You have it on your board? Give, here it is.
I believe. Listen, I have not seen... Ears have not heard what the Lord got for the Cleveland Browns.
Come on.
Okay? We don't have to see instant gratification. We don't have to see something good after folks. We got to believe.
Yes, sir.
We got to have that unwavering faith.
Come on.
I got that.
Come on.
Okay? You got one opportunity. You got one opportunity.
Yeah.
What's up, man? And I believe in my crew. Who with me?
I'm with you. Let's go. Down there on three. 1, 2, 3, 10.
Faith.
Believe.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I love me some famous Jameis, Florida State. Come on now.
My unofficial AFC team has always been the Cleveland Browns.
Mine's been the Steelers.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I liked Buffalo for a long time, but now everybody's like kind of in vogue to like Buffalo because I love the old AAFL teams, right? And obviously the Browns were one of the famous ones of all time. They are so different without Deshaun Watson. Stefanski felt like a new man calling plays. I am pulling for them so hard. The OG Brownie at 50-yard line logo is just...
The elf.
It's so good.
Jameis was balling yesterday, man.
I'm so happy.
Even when
for
they
him.
Fell down, but he goes, "We got this. We got this." Jameis, man.
He's a guy I will always root for.
Yeah, no, Jameis is a lot of fun here. Can we play the?
I was gonna say you're gonna get into that right. I didn't mean to cut you off, Ponte.
Jim Donovan,
their longtime radio voice for the Cleveland Browns, passed away.
He has
complications. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he did a lot of media there in Cleveland. And let's play the Browns radio call because it got pretty emotional.
Andrew Siciliano on the call.
You know the ball's got to go into the end zone here if you're the Cleveland Browns. One play, to get a huge emotional win.
You got to defend 24 yards. Let's go. 3 seconds. This is it. For the win. Make some noise wherever you can hear the sounds of our voice right now. 24-yard line. Shotgun. Browns up. 29. 24. Lamar Jackson has the football. Browns rushing four. Lamar flushed out. Lamar chased by Zedarius. Lamar Jackson avoids Zedarius. He's got to throw it. Directing traffic. Pump fake. Now throwing. End zone. Back corner. Still good. Incomplete. The Browns win. 29. 24. You just knew it. You knew it. You felt it. So many things happened in this game that are unexplainable. And it all added up to a Browns win. This one's for you, Jim Donovan. The Browns have beaten the Ravens. It is emotional here at Huntington Bank Field. What a win. What a moment. You can't even write stories this good sometimes, folks. Wow. Jim, I know you're smiling. The Browns beat the Ravens 29-24 for their second win of the year.
Hell of a call. Hell of a call there, Browns Radio Network. Of course, that familiar voice, Andrew Siciliano, sound the new voice of the Cleveland Browns play-by-play voice. Got one more I want to squeeze in real quick, Sal, before we get to Spinotti and Lubman. I know Lubman looking at me crazy. How about this play? Jaden Daniels.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Noah Brown, Jaden Daniels, Stevenson. He apologized for the botched Hail Mary defense there, but the Commanders, there's some magic in the air when it comes to Washington. Adam Peters put together a good roster. And can we give Bob Myers some credit? Maybe it's the Bob Myers pixie dust.
Number two overall pick, baby. Bob knows.
Let's go. What you guys got?
Well, I was getting to Jaden Daniels there, but you know, we kind of already did that. So I'm going to pivot to some of the stuff I've seen on the Twitter sphere this morning. It's been so much dragging of Aaron Rodgers in the New York Jets, and I can't help but feel, you know, kind of giddy about it, because it's fun to watch that guy get dragged because, well, he's Aaron Rodgers. He's all the stuff that we know that he is. But after saying last week, oh, you know, we just got to play and have fun. That's all we got to do. You ran your coach out of town. You brought your buddy in to play a wide receiver, and then you got embarrassed by the Patriots. It's just such a chef's kiss of a disaster for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets this year. You got to love it.
Got to love it.
I'm shocked you didn't go Florida State football.
Florida State football right now.
When you talk about that.
Very, very ho-hum win for Miami over Florida State. I mean, we'll celebrate it, yay, but I'm not gonna sugarcoat it.
Florida State just lost a four-star recruit. He just decommitted.
Aw.
Yeah, not good.
It happens.
Not good.
There's a lot of bad football right now, ladies and gentlemen. Raiders stink. Jets stink. The Saints stink. The Panthers stink. There's going to be a battle for that number one overall pick. For those first couple, like the Titans, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be in the market for a quarterback. It's going to be heating up here pretty soon.
Who's going to be the number one overall pick? Shador Sanders? Hey.
Oh, and by the way, sometimes the grass isn't always greener, Devontae Adams. You hate to see it. Gangrene.
Beat me by one second.
Oh, man. We'll get into some more Warriors tomorrow. We'll get back into the Niners as well. I expect a lot more juice from Niner fans going into the bye week. And the Warriors, they got a double dip against the Pelly Pals. So we'll talk about the depth, what we see from the first three games, some of the concerns with the Golden State Warriors. We'll do a heavy Warriors show tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. But enjoy the day. We got World Series Game 3 today in the Bronx. Come on, Yankees. Come on, Yankees. Giants, Steelers. What else we got? We got something else happening, too. We got hockey, or we got NBA basketball. We got a lot, man. A lot going on. I love sports. How can you not celebrate it, folks? Forget the negative Nancys. We're not doing that on the morning roast. I want optimism. I want positivity. And you know what? Shanahan, 14-1 in November, December, the last two seasons. I believe in you, Shanahan. Yes, I do. That's why I brought you my Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins. I want my money.